Oi, Nyawish Kenegagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno, and if you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabey, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. So, for the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the music in the chat. Nimkish is a Vancouver-based marvel in the making. She's fearless in her lyricism, confronting anti-Indigenous racism and colonial violence alongside other hard subjects like anxiety, grief, and heartache. She released her first album, Heartbreak on the Coast, in 2019. And today we're discussing her latest album, Damage Control. The album was written and recorded in 2020, of course a year that caused so many to endure grief and loss. And for Nimkish, grief was particularly sharp, having just lost her father, to whom she credits her musical interest. Each song on Damage Control documents a coping mechanism, and the album is a map for moving through pain. And kicking off our listening before we dive into our conversation is a single released last year, Turn It Up and Sing Along with Famous, today on Gyno. A track released back in 2021 from the up-and-coming star Nimkish, hailing out of Vancouver, Canada. It's an honor and a pleasure to have Nimkish on the show today. And first things first, welcome to Gyno.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming and spending just a few minutes to talk about your incredible art to help get it out to my listeners across the U.S. And this is going to be a fun chat today. You genuinely strike me as an individual who has a lot of fun in performing music. I guess that's a fair assumption, yeah?
Definitely.
Needless to say, we're going to have a great time talking about your fun songs, and we're going to get into some more serious themes, especially when we talk about Damage Control and some of the overarching themes that are found throughout those songs. But first, let's get started with some introductions. I was wondering if you could do me the honor and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Nimkish. I am a bedroom pop artist. I'm located in Vancouver, as you said, also known as the unceded and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm super honored to create music here, and we have a really amazing community of artists here in the city that I've been really blessed to know and create connections with. I write a lot of my songs with my friends, and I create with people that I can really trust. So the creative process is always super fun for me. And my last project, Damage Control, as you said, came out in the summertime, and I was so happy to finally get that body of work out into the world. I worked really hard on it. I got really vulnerable with some of the themes and the lyrical content of this project. So I'm happy to be here to talk with you about it today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will get into a deeper conversation about what this album provided in terms of some of the obstacles that you faced in dealing with loss. And let me ask you, did you grow up in a musical household, or was music just like always around?
I actually don't have any musicians in my family, but my dad and I connected through music a lot when I was younger. We were taking lots of road trips back and forth from the small town that I was born in called Penticton, and Vancouver, where the rest of my family was. So on those $5 road trips, we were always listening to music. We went to concerts together a lot when I was a kid. But I didn't actually start music until I was a little older, and I kind of was figuring out who I wanted to be as a person, what I'd like to do with my life, and it kind of just fell into my lap. I always liked writing. I liked English class in high school, and that was my favorite subject. So I just slowly picked up a guitar and started learning some chords so that I was able to put some of my poetry and my writing and my words into music. And that's kind of how it all started.
All right. So you started more as a poet then?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I really liked writing. I liked poetry. I liked short stories.
Yeah. I haven't been able to really fully immerse in the music. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm the kind of listener, because I'm a musician, and I first and foremost listen to songs from a musical standpoint. I'm breaking apart the arrangement. I'm listening to, you know, what this part is doing in the counterbalance with all the other elements of the mix. And then, sadly enough, lyrics come much later in the musical experience for me. But that is something, in just a little bit that I've gotten acquainted with your songs, that has stood out to me, is that there is a depth to your writing that I would say is a good indication of where you came from anyway. You didn't come at it from, you know, you're not writing lyrics to go around the music. You're writing music to go with the words, yeah.
Yes, thank you for saying that. That's super true. Most of the time in the process, the song comes first, and by the song, I mean the lyrics, and then I normally write on a guitar. And then after that, we start building the production around those lyrics and around the lyrical content and themes. So that's definitely how my process tends to go.
It's something that I'm getting a little bit better at, but I mean, it's great to talk to storytellers as well. And as I was kind of mentioning to you, I find that oftentimes that is the case with Indigenous music. I mean, you see a certain level of depth that you don't necessarily see in contemporary music. Are you finding that as well?
Yeah, I think Indigenous artists are so diverse and beautiful, but our people have always been storytellers. So I would agree with what you're saying, that there's always that element of that deep storytelling and very complex lyrical content. Even if it's just pop music or whatever type of music it is, I think that our people have always been incredible storytellers, and it's been a part of our culture for so long that I totally agree with you.
Listeners are going to get that impression today as they do listen to your lyrics. And we're going to come back after this first block and talk about some of the nuts and bolts of Damage Control, some of the themes that you're dealing with, some of the catharsis, and so much more as well. And I guess this first song that we're going to listen to from Damage Control right now provides a good opportunity to talk about some of the themes found in the album. You mentioned already how close you were with your father. You're losing your dad is a big part of how this album came to be, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad raised me pretty much as a single father, and we were incredibly close, and I lost him actually in 2019. right before I released my first album. So it wasn't Damage Control. It was my first project that I put out. It was called Heartbreak on the Coast. And I think after releasing my album, I kind of had this hole, I suppose.
Sure.
At the time when I was making the album, I had it to kind of distract myself from my pain. And I threw everything into that album. But once it was out into the world and I didn't have it to distract me and to be focusing on anymore, I needed something else to pour those emotions into. And that's when I started writing Damage Control. So Damage Control comes from a very vulnerable and low point in my life that was quite heavy for me as I was grieving the loss of my father. And then after losing my father, just a year after we lost my Nukum, who was the matriarch of the family, and I was very close with my Nukum. She was a mother figure for me growing up. So there was a lot of loss happening, and there was a lot of themes that were reoccurring in my life that I wanted to speak to in my music. So that's kind of how Damage Control came to be.
And particularly Bad News, the track that we're about to hear, deals specifically with the moments in which you found out, yeah?
Yes, that's true. This song was a song I knew I needed to write as soon as everything kind of started unfolding in my life. And it actually took me quite some time to process everything so that I could write about this specific moment that happened, which I wrote Bad News about. So it was something I held on to, and I knew that when I was emotionally ready to come back through my art and touch on those moments, that I would have to do that. So I'm very proud of this track. It's something super vulnerable for me that I haven't exactly done before in my music. It's definitely one of my favorite tracks on the album.
We'll come back and talk more about Damage Control and exactly what this album provided for you in that process of healing. We'll talk future plans before our time is up as well. And in the meantime, we have a lot of great music to listen to as well. One from Nicholas Gallinan, an Indian agent, before this hour is up. I also have a couple recommendations, because that's something we do here on Gyno. It's a great way for me to discover new music, but it's also a great way, I think, for those bonds to be strengthened within the community as well. So Nimkish was so kind to provide me with Prado's Men in Black, and we're going to be hearing Sunsetto's Good Connection in this first block. In fact, we'll come back and talk right after that one. Also some PJ Vegas coming your way, and the song coming at you right now is the one we're just talking about, Bad News, from Nimkish's 2021 Damage Control. Turn it up and sing along with this track. You're listening to Gyno.
I just got some bad news and I don't know how to tell you, so I let you sleep alright. Pick you up when the sun rises, buy you just a little time, another night before you know what death is like. I'm really losing my cool. So how can I say it to you? This might not be okay, love, but I can be braver for you, be more courageous for you. This ain't nothing I'm used to. I ain't never been bad news, and that's bad news. And I gotta break it to you. This ain't nothing I'm used to. I ain't never been bad news, and that's bad news. And I gotta break it to you. I just got some bad news and I got something to tell you. Critical, that's critical, and I don't think it's pulling through. What the fuck we gonna do? I guess it's really me and you. I always got your back, always remember that. Nothing been easy on us, that's resilience. You and me different, we've been through different shit. I can't protect you from pain, love, but I can be greater for you. Navigate changes for you. This ain't nothing I'm used to. I ain't never been bad news, and that's bad news. And I gotta break it to you. This ain't nothing I'm used to. I ain't never been bad news, and that's bad news. And I gotta break it to you. 4 9
approach the mama with caution. She knows what I want and I know what she offering. I don't understand the reason why I changed up like the seasons. Might I be blinded by my demons? Just another reason why I stay fly. I'ma die high. Shorty bad, she get Uchiwali Gaga. Came through with the cheetah print thighs. Damn, just to put me in my right mind. We come alive in the nighttime. Just need time for me to grow. You know my plans. Take over the world, and girl, I won't ever forget what you told me. My love, sick as a distant, quicker you miss it, love like prescriptions, I can't stand on this texting from long distance. I'd rather smother you with kisses.
This is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Baby.
I feel a good connection. I'm feeling your connection. Fuck that dude that you used to mess with, yeah. He was disrespecting. Girl, I would never do that ish. Not to you, can't believe that he put you through that ish. Can't trust nobody, only fuck with you, that's it. When we're alone, talking on the phone, I feel a good connection. Say it, but you didn't have to, cause I heard you. Sometimes things get hard, you meet someone, feel sparks,
and they burn you.
I know I've been hurt too, both kinds of juice gotta work through. But I think I'm falling. I know you don't need no water. I was hoping that you want it, you want me. Cause I think about you way too often. You know I don't plan on stopping. Love it when you call me.
Just reception.
Sunsetto's Good Connection as we wind down that first block of amazing music on today's fun edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, it's your host Brett Mabee here checking in with you. And I'm joined on the line with Nimkish out of Vancouver. We're talking about Damage Control. We're talking about some of her singles, and we're going to be discussing future work as well. But let's take a quick moment to give a shout out to Sunsetto. This is an act that you're listening to quite regularly, yeah?
Yeah, I am so here for Sunsetto. He's quite a new artist. He just started releasing music, I believe, last year or in the last few years. And I just fell in love with the production, the songwriting. He's got a really amazing voice. And he's an Indigenous artist from Nova Scotia. So I've been following him as he slowly starts to release his music. And I'm just super impressed, to be honest. I think there's something really special about the way he creates. And I am excited to see where he goes.
Me as well. And I'm going to have to dive in a little bit more into Sunsetto's discography and try and get him on the show as well. And I can't thank you enough for introducing me to good music as well. And I think that's important, right? I mean, friends who, what does that mean? Friends who introduce other friends to new music are important, yeah?
Absolutely. Those are the most important friendships.
Hear, hear. All right, Nimkish, we're here to talk about Damage Control at this point. I guess I want to get a little bit more into exactly what this album means to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So as I said before, this album came from a time in my life where I was heavily grieving the loss of my dad and my Nukem, who were both pillars in my life. So I really knew that I needed to write about these experiences, and I had some specific ideas as the album started materializing. We started pulling tracks together that made sense, and I came up with the concept Damage Control through a conversation I was having with my roommate. I said, you know, I feel like I'm always on damage control in life, and there's always something that I'm focusing on that's distracting me from being present with my art, and it felt like I was always putting out fires. And then I had said to him that I also feel like Indigenous people, yeah, we're always on damage control in some form or another, and it's just so exhausting. And people find different ways to cope with those feelings. So that's kind of when the concept started to come into focus for me about damage control and coping mechanisms and how people turn to different things to cope with loss and grief, whatever that might look like, loss of a loved one, loss of a friend, breakup, or if you're grieving just a new version of yourself even, or an old version of yourself. So that is how that concept came to me. And we kind of started building around that. And as we started writing these songs, we decided we'd write to each coping mechanism that I was experiencing and the patterns that I was falling back on. So that's kind of where that came from. And it turned into something super special for me.
I could tell you had a way with words when I was looking at your website and the descriptions for the album. And again, some of these themes, you describe each song, and I quote, "On Damage Control documents a coping mechanism," and that the album is a map for moving through the pain. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit more. Like, take me through your process and how it all weaves in together.
Yeah, so I write, as I mentioned before, with a lot of my friends, close friends that I have relationships with outside of music. So they were able to understand kind of my pain and what I was going through, and they handled it very carefully, which I'm super grateful for. I think it's really important that your collaborators can hold space for you in that way. So I'm lucky to have that. And when I sat down with the executive producer that I've been working with up until this point, he's one of my good friends. We met at audio school. And I said, you know, what would make this super special for me is if we could bring in Indigenous producers and Indigenous featured artists so that I can, you know, work with Indigenous people and showcase Indigenous excellence. And that was a huge part of this album as well. And I know that my dad would have been very proud of that. So I think that was something that was super important to me. and being more vulnerable and open with my lyricism. My first album was kind of just about love and my queerness, and I wanted this album to be a little more personal, and I wanted to be able to speak to some of the ways that we as Indigenous people are affected by the world around us and how it can become super personal in a sense. So for me, that was a super important part, and I also just wanted to get more vulnerable with my song. So once we came up with the concept of damage control, it was easy for me to pinpoint those things in my life that I was turning to, and I kind of wrote into the concept of the album, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, is the album itself a journey? It starts from a difficult perspective, a difficult time. Is there a conclusion? Is there some resolve by the end of it?
Totally. I mean, there's a few interludes. The interlude and the outro, they're a bit more abstract in a sense, where the first intro, the album, before Bad News Comes, is a poem of my dad's, actually, where he's speaking to rationale and hope and humans and things that we all possess collectively. And the last line is, let us go with hope. And I think that opened up the concept of the album really well, because it was kind of a darker track. It spoke to hope.
Sure.
And at the beginning, when you find out about something like that, you kind of struggle to find that hope. So that first track is about me losing my dad and confiding in my little brother about it, because no one in the family wanted to tell my little brother. So I was the one that had the conversation with him. And that's kind of what that track is about. And then from that point forward, each song kind of goes through different feelings and emotions that one would go through while going through that grief and processing that loss. So moves into Fades. And that's kind of about being hopeless, actually, and not having much hope in the future or the world or the afterlife even. And that song speaks to the process of grieving as well. So actually, the first half of the album is a little bit heavier lyrically. It's a little bit more about processing and being in kind of a dark, sad place about it. And then the second half of the album, after the interlude, kind of speaks to more of the upsides of it when you're feeling a little numb, and that's when you really start pulling from different coping mechanisms. And then towards the end of the album, it kind of realizes itself, and one of the last full-length tracks is YSB, which stands for Young, Sick, Broke, and that's kind of just declaring to yourself in the world that you're not okay and you need healing. And then the album ends after with the outro track. So it kind of takes you through that process, with the heavier side being at the front and the second half of the album being a little more manic and a little more, little bit more of a high of what that process looked like for me, at least.
And that definitely gives it a little bit of that medicinal quality as well, and I love it. And you know, even hearing you say that, well, the introduction, the first track is from a poem that my father wrote, I'm like, wow, you know, that's that bond that was there before, you know, music. It was that bond that you both had with playing with words, and I think that's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. My brother, when I showed him, there's two tracks on the album that were taken from poems that my father wrote. So the first one is the intro, and the second one is The Lone Wolf, which is the interlude, which is a really beautiful track that I'm really proud of. But my brother said it's like you're collaborating with him from the spirit world, and I thought that was a really beautiful way to look at it.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to get back into our listening today. I do have your second recommendation coming up at the end of this block. We'll come back and chat after Prado's Men in Black. Also have John Trudell and Quest coming up in this block, but kicking things off, it's a track that Nim Kish was just talking about from her 2021 Damage Control at This Time. Continuing with our listening is Fades today on Gyno.
Couch, crying over words that come out your mouth. with me, shaking with anxiety, begging for some mercy.
Why should anything good stay in such a hostile place? How could I believe in heaven when everything that I touch breaks? Why should anyone good stay in such a hopeless state?
You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Then why are you so far from me? I only see you when I'm dreaming. I only see you when I'm dreaming.
Why should